The Broken Refrigerator by Christina Heimdall, based on a true story. Whatsoever thing ye shall ask in faith, believing that ye shall receive in the name of Christ, ye shall receive it. Enos chapter 1, verse 15. Ryan and his family were so happy to arrive at their new home. They had been traveling for 3 days and were tired of being in the car. The moving van was soon unloaded, and the family worked hard together to get all of their things unpacked. Ryan and his brother Anthony would be sharing a room. They carefully put away all of their clothes and toys. Ryan hung his favorite picture of Jesus over his dresser where he could see it. The house was starting to feel like home. A few days later, Ryan heard a strange sound coming from the kitchen. The old refrigerator they had brought with them was making a strange grinding noise. It smelled funny, too.
"What's the matter with our fridge, Mom?"
Anthony asked.
"I think the motor is burning out," Mom said.
By the time Dad got home from work that evening, the food in the freezer was starting to thaw. Ryan could tell from the look on Dad's face that he was worried.
"Dad, let's just buy a new fridge,"
Ryan suggested.
"That's a great idea, but refrigerators are expensive,"
Dad said.
"We don't have the money right now to buy a new one."
"We could ask Heavenly Father to buy us a new one,"
Ryan said. Dad smiled and hugged Ryan.
"Ryan, why don't we say a prayer and ask Heavenly Father for his help?"
Mom said. The family bowed their heads, and Ryan thanked Heavenly Father for their new home. He told Heavenly Father that their refrigerator was broken and asked him for help to fix the problem. In the morning, the refrigerator was not making strange noises or smelling funny anymore.
"Maybe Heavenly Father fixed our fridge,"
Anthony said.
"Heavenly Father answers our prayers in different ways,"
Mom said.
"Maybe this is his answer."
But by Friday, the refrigerator sounded like it was about to stop working completely. Mom and Dad were worried, but Ryan said,
"Heavenly Father always answers prayers."
On Saturday, the family was busy getting ready for Sunday. Mom folded clothes as the boys cleaned their room. Suddenly, Dad announced that he was going to take the children for a walk. The children put on their shoes and left with Dad. 15 minutes later, the children burst through the front door.
"Mom,"
Ryan shouted,
"Dad bought a new fridge."
Dad walked through the door with a big smile on his face. He explained to Mom that the neighbors up the street were having a yard sale, and they were selling a nearly brand new refrigerator at a price Dad could afford. Dad had bought the refrigerator. The neighbor helped Dad move the old refrigerator out and the new one in.
"Ryan, Heavenly Father answered our prayers. He helped our old fridge run for a few more days. Then he helped us find a new refrigerator nearby, and he helped me earn just enough money to pay for it."
"I know, Dad,"
Ryan said.
"Heavenly Father always answers our prayers."
Ryan asked Dad if he could say another prayer. This time, he wanted to thank Heavenly Father for the new refrigerator. Sidebar. It is true that the answers to our prayers may not always come as direct and at the time, nor in the manner we anticipate, but they do come. President David O. McKay, in Conference Report, April 1969, page 153. End of the story, The Broken Refrigerator.